The Maine Department of Labor has been struggling to handle huge numbers of applications for unemployment benefits because of the pandemic. As Mel Leary reports, those numbers are expected to grow with the passage of a new federally funded program.
Thousands of laid-off Mainers have had difficulty getting unemployment benefits, even though the state says over $6 million in payments went out last week. There have been many complaints about the new computerized claims processing system that was implemented 2 years ago, but those with oversight of the agency say the real problem has been inadequate staffing. State Senator Shina Bellows, a Democrat from Manchester, co-chairs the Labor and Housing Committee.
The Department of Labor and the Mills administration have done an admirable job of trying to train new personnel as quickly as possible. But the department was drastically reduced under the LePage administration.
Labor Commissioner Laura Fortman, who had earlier headed the department during the 2008 recession, says she had far more staffers to handle the claims process then. She says efforts are underway to add positions as quickly as possible.
When this started a couple of weeks ago, we had 13 people on a Monday. We had 14 people on Tuesday. We've added another 15 people or so. We're bringing five more on.
And Fortman says these workers will be handling far more claims. In the first week's wave of coronavirus layoffs, about 21,500 applications were filed. That is about the same volume as the worst month of the 2008 recession. She says despite the complaints, the new computer system has helped in the effort to handle those high number of claims, but she is worried that even more will be generated by the new federal benefit program that covers far more people than traditional unemployment.
Such as self-insured people, people whose benefits have exhausted, people who are staying home because their children are home from school because of the virus.
Fortman says people have been trying to apply for the program, even though the application does not yet exist. She says as soon as federal officials provide the rules for the program, hopefully this week, the state will set up its application process. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.